It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
We've got a special guest.
I want to say her name so I can say her name.
Okay.
And see if I get it right. Because I like Erin DeBlanc.
Yeah, je m'appelle Erin
DeBlanc.
Oh,
my goodness. She's speaking French. Speaking the French.
Where's Anna?
She's French Canadian.
I don't think she is.
Oh, maybe not.
I think that's fighting words with her. I don't know.
who knows?
Ouch.
But anyway, listen, Erin. Yes, with the art park, we caught your video, your live video the other day. JW says, "Hey, did you see this video? Because Erin looks like she's about to flip out."
Yeah, she was about to just go off on somebody.
Usually I'm pretty calm. Not this time.
Tell us what happened out there.
Yeah, so just was going out there like I routinely do, and the artist Lonnie and I, we go out there occasionally, and we bought a lot of paint. We're ready to get started, and as soon as we get out there, I mean, it was just like instant stomach drop, sickening feeling, because someone had gone out there with spray paint and just crossed out so much art, drew phallic images on
phallic images.
I know what you're speaking about.
On things.
Yeah. And, things that shouldn't be up there.
Yeah, and just horribly, horribly offensive phrases, and families are just walking by, and so I'm mortified. And so we were literally out there yesterday from 8 till about 5:30 trying to remove graffiti, and we did successfully, but it took a lot of elbow grease and the sweat and a little bit of tears sometime just to kind of push through, because this is the only time we really kind of had to take a step back and assess, like, oh man, this is real vandalism, what are we gonna do? But we took the proper precautions and we were able to remove things and cover things. And so like I said before, with every instance of vandalism, we have people who are going to step forward, who are going to come forward and donate, or who are going to volunteer, or who are artists and want to come forward and help replace that with newer art.
And what people don't understand, and you told us, is that this is, they think about it, well, it's the art park, it's actually Texas Parks and Recreation. It's not funded by the city,
right?
What you are doing out
there. Volunteers.
Entirely volunteer-based, entirely community-funded. We've had donations as small as $10, donations as large as $1,000, people coming forward and want to do anonymous donations, or we've had people like farmers who has donated, like I said, $1,000. So it's just really, really cool to see the community come forward, and from all backgrounds, from just every walks of life coming forward to be a part of this, because it affects so many people.
And what you really need, you were telling us, is the cameras.
And we got the audience for that. Our guys got game cameras.
Right. You need cameras set up out there so that when these juveniles do what they're going to do, and they're going to do it from time to time, we hate it, but they're going to, you need the cameras out there so that they can be seen, that they can be brought to justice as far as what they're doing. And so, that's what you
now need. That I think about it, we got a lot of hunters that listen.
Oh, yeah.
They got these game cams.
Yep.
And I've been told that the human animal is the most exciting. Not that we're
bounty hunters.
not that we're shooting them.
No.
But we do want
catch
the
them doing something.
But if we were able to identify them, man,
yeah,
that's sporting right there.
It is.
And then Facebook shaming and Facebook police do a world of wonders. And it's funny because I've been able to catch people in the past, and
they're signing their names.
Yeah, they sign their names. They sign their Instagram handles, their gaming names,
that's
at least
smart.
Dates, handprints, you name it. They're really just not even trying. It's almost just blatantly trying to aggravate me. But we have often caught them, and I become Facebook friends with them or Instagram friends with them, and they will come back and like the post or want to be involved with it. And so my approach to this is, yeah, we got to take proper precautions by having cameras out there, which is extremely, extremely important. But when we do catch people like this, it's important to be able to turn this into a positive opportunity, mm-hmm, and to continue to understand that, yes, it's going to happen, but it's all about how we react to it. And my whole thing is, let's provide a solution. And instead
of talking. I'll tell you what they ought to do. This is just me. Have I got time to say this?
Sure.
Okay. If they catch them or whatever doing and putting those things up you're talking about, the bad things,
Let's paint their mugshots.
No, their sentence ought to be that they have to go out there when y'all are out there doing your work and doing real art and real painting, that they have to go out there for a whole day and do
real art. We've had people do that, and that's what's been so effective. But you know, as it continues forward, I'm trying to see the humor in this because you have to, because I would feel so guilty because there's so many artists that have put in so much time and money and effort into this. But I've had to see the humor in it. So I'm like, you know, maybe I should just dress up as like a swamp monster and hide out there at night. And when I see people, just scare the living mess out of them.
So we've got Miss Erin in here, of course, with Parks and Rec and the art park, and that's your project, that's your your baby.
It's the community.
Well, yeah, but you got it all organized and started, and you do a lot of the work, so obviously you got it kicked off, and the community's come in to support and help. But what I want to know is it's ongoing what you're doing out there. How much more are you wanting to do, I guess, is my question.
As much as the community is willing to do and that I'm allowed to do, I have a great vision for, you know, interactive art and engaging art out there, you know, a game that people can come out there and play, or something that just says art, like a huge sculpture that says art and is colorful and wrapped, and just anything. I want, you know, our community to come forward, and it should be a representation of our community. And artists aren't limited to paint. They're not limited to sculpture. And so I would love for anybody who has a creative artistic talent or anything like that to come forward, and we can continue to grow this. And the important part is being able to pass this on to younger generations so that they can grow this, and then we can continue to have this. But you know, it's not just painting and stuff like that. So we hope to get picnic tables out there so it can just be a nice place for people to come and fish.
Tell folks exactly how to get to the art park.
Yeah,
that's the big issue, because it's been kind of like this hidden little gem for so long, and we didn't have paved sidewalks out there until a few years ago. And so it's kind of confusing, but I always encourage people, if you're a little tech savvy, you got a smartphone, go to Google Maps or whatever your maps is, and just put Bringle Dam Texarkana. And a lot of people know it as the waterworks or the spillway. But the easiest way to get out there is to take Richmond Road towards Wamba, right on County Road 2311 and right on County Road 2312.
How is that? Now, how is the road to...
It's like we used to get there, but it's not all rutted out. It's not a dirt
road. Okay?
I mean, it's a little... I mean, I drive a car, and I get down there.
Okay.
You got to creep on some of the areas because it was just like a dirt road formerly, and now we've got a little bit of like asphalt out there and stuff, and hopefully eventually we can get it paved eventually.
So it's not as bad as it was.
Not as bad as it was, but I do encourage people just to kind of take it slow because it's, like I said, it's not paved yet, so the rain will come through and wash it, and it gets uneven, but it's very accessible. We've had school buses come out there. We've had people who are disabled come out there. I mean, there are some people who look like they're 80 something and they're, you know, struggling to get down there, but they are so determined. And so if an 80-year-old can get out there,
you can get out there. Well, if you want to,
then you can get out there.
Exactly.
If there's somebody out there that wants to come and do that, are there special days that y'all do the artwork, or how do they get a hold of you to know when to come out and come out and do help?
Because there's going to be more game cameras. They don't want to just show up, right?
Well, so usually if you just contact me and let me know that you're going to be out there or that you want to be involved, I just say, hey, go out there. A lot of times I'll notify the police and say, hey, I have an artist out there. If you get any reports, it's probably my artist. And so if they give you my name, that's a pretty giveaway that they are allowed to be out there. But usually if you contact me through email or through Facebook, Instagram, cell phone, whatever, text, just let me know you want to be involved. You can go out there and volunteer or paint at your own convenience, or you can join me.
Sometimes you have special days where you've got a
like
project going on.
Tomorrow.
Okay, see?
Yes, tomorrow.
See, something else on Saturday.
Another thing on Saturday.
From 9 to 12 tomorrow.
$5 says Anna makes us go.
I hope so. Be there at some point. What is it now?
From 9 to 12 tomorrow, we're just inviting people to come help paint. We need somebody. If you have a push mower, please, please, please come bring a push mower, a weed eater out there, gardening shears, gloves. I ask people, please don't come empty-handed. I have supplies, but I have limited supplies. I have a lot of paint, but I need people with brushes and sponges to come out there and just really help us lay down the geometric shapes in the dam and kind of move forward with this. And so we're trying to do a lot of maintenance and stuff so people can come out here and start taking family photos and just enjoying a picnic and
fishing. Let's get with the high schools. When I was in high school, they had us go to the original Scott Joplin mural downtown. They had us go and paint on that in shifts.
Cool.
When they redid the Perot Theater, they had us go down there and do the gold leaf. We thought They were calling it field trips, and we're doing this and that. And what it was, it was cheap
labor.
Yeah, it was cheap work.
You were free labor.
But it's cool to be able to go into the Perot now and see that gold leaf and think, you know, I remember doing that.
I was part of that.
And that's what's really cool too. Is like we're always
ours.
Yeah, we see 4-year old coming out there, and I'm like, I can't wait till they can look back on this and feel connected to it. And we've had today's youth, tomorrow's leaders. We've had Boy Scouts. We have church groups come out.
And the best way to get, I'm going to say, the Texarkana, Texas Parks and Rec Facebook page, because you're running that. So
and the Bringle Lake art page. We have a Bringle Lake art Facebook page that is entirely dedicated to the Bringle Lake art area. And so
stay with us here a few minutes and play some trivia.
Yeah,
because we hear you're the trivia whiz.
No,
some trivia questions with Miss Erin. We've been talking about the vandalism out at the art park and how
we
want to try to get that stopped. We want to try to get more volunteers and help to grow these
cameras.
If you got, even if you just can loan it for a week or so,
or if you can just, if you want to donate the money and say, I want it to go to the camera,
or if you
want to
go, you know, people hunting.
Yeah, if you want to do that,
we need some swamp monsters.
We'll provide the cameras.
Yeah,
surprise. All right,
your own candy camera.
That's right.
Okay, some trivia. Who directed the blockbusting movie Alien?
I haven't even seen Alien.
how old are you, Miss Erin?
I'll be 30 in March.
Too young. See?
Wait, is that the comedy Alien?
No. It was one of those sci-fi.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of Coneheads.
You probably don't know who.
That was a good one.
I remember the movie Alien, and I couldn't tell you who directed it.
You probably don't remember who directed Apocalypse Now, then.
I don't.
Do you even know what Apocalypse Now is?
I don't.
It's okay.
I know who Buster Keaton is and Charlie Chaplin and all of them. We go back to the golden era of cinema. We can do that.
I either need to be more current or more.
Or we can go
historic.
Into like Stanley Kubrick.
Stanley Kubrick.
All right. Many historians believe that World War II in the Pacific region began on July 7th, 1937, when Japan invaded what country?
Japan invaded what country? I don't even know.
Yeah.
China.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know this.
This is American education for us guys.
who coined the word hello and introduced it as the proper way to answer a telephone call?
Could I have studied for this
beforehand? These are hard. That wasn't the guy that invented it.
Reading about the guy who invented the high five recently.
This man actually, when he first answered the phone, it was ahoy, but it never took on. It became hello.
Edison?
Yeah, Thomas Edison.
No way.
Yeah, way.
I remember that, finally. Edison was the one that did the phone, so yeah.
Well, that
Let's
makes
see,
sense.
He was born in 1948 with the name Vincent Fernier. French. But in his entertainment...
representing my people well here.
But in his entertainment career, this bizarre person took a female stage name. What was it? Nobody knows.
Know.
It's Alice Cooper.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what? We're just going to stop right there.
Yeah, I'm like, can we do Texarkana history?
An easier one.
About 80% of all leather
is... Does anybody know these answers?
These are tough.
Call in now. I need a lifeline.
About 80% of all leather is used to make what product?
Halloween face masks.
I'll read it again. 80% of all leather is used to make what product?
Car seats?
Shoes.
Oh.
Leather shoes.
Shoes. I guess that includes boots.
I'm really dumb today.
All right, I'm going to ask one more.
I'm on 4 hours of sleep, guys.
One more. The top-selling toy of Christmas. What year were you born?
1990.
Dadgummit. Top-selling toy of Christmas, 1984.
Oh, I'll know this one.
Was what trivia game?
Trivial Pursuit.
Yay. She knew that one.
Yeah, you didn't give me an opportunity.
I'm sorry.
You just beat her to the
finally had one that I actually knew.
Miss Erin, thanks for coming and being a part of the show this morning. We hope we can get some help out at the art park.
Thank you for making me feel not smarter than a fifth grader.
Well, no, that's super trivia.
Oh,
we did with Chief Shooty the other day. We did the fifth grader.
Did he win?
Yeah. Well, we did the smarter than a fifth grader, which was a little easier than that.
And we could have had art trivia. That would have been cool.
Next
time.
When you come back.
Talk about Rembrandt and Rothko.
Okay. We'll lose in that one.
Yeah. I can turn the tables here. I'll bring my dog and trivia, and we'll turn the tables.
I don't know much about artists. What's that Kincaid guy that paints light?
Thomas Kincaid?
Yeah, I like his work. That's the one I know. All right, Ms. Aaron, we'll see you later.
Thank you so much. I will.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and Sometimes a Dog Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and Sometimes a Dog.